In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. As we celebrate the external solemnity of the Holy Rosary, dear friends, today I'd like to share a few considerations on the sacramentals and their use. Christ, as we know, did not institute the Holy Rosary. Christ did not institute the wearing of the scapular, or the countless various blessings we receive from the priest or from the liturgy. And yet, we know that they all draw their efficacy from the merits of the cross. They are all parts, integral parts of the virtue of religion, the honor, praise, glory that we give to God due to His majesty. We honor, glorify, and praise God through also the use of these sacramentals, since they make us more worthy, holier in a way, holier servants of God, more pleasing to Him, and make our prayers more acceptable to Him. However, and this is very important, sacramentals do not confer sanctifying grace, by the simple fact that they are used, such as in the case of wearing a scapular, a miraculous medal, having blessed candles in the home, or simply pronouncing some words like the Confiteor at Mass, which is also a sacramental, or by consuming blessed food. All this do not give you sanctifying grace, as do the sacraments, since sacramentals are of institutions from the church, and the church does not have the power in itself to directly give sanctifying grace to souls. Only Christ is the source of all graces of sanctifying grace, and only the institution by Christ of the seven sacraments do give us access to sanctifying grace. And for many centuries, the line between sacramentals and sacraments was not very clearly drawn, since in the theological vocabulary, descriptions were missing in the distinction between the different rites used by the Church and the rites proper to what we now define as the seven sacraments. For instance, for a long time in the church, the rite of the dedication of the church building, most solemn and beautiful ceremony, was listed by many theologians, like St. Bernard and many others, together with the seven sacraments. Same as the rite for the crowning of a king, with the holy anointing. The church will have to wait until Peter Lombard, or and shortly after him, St. Thomas Aquinas, to find the right words to define properly what is a sacrament and what is a sacramental. What is the efficacy of one and the efficacy of the other? Peter Lombard was able to formulate the word sacramentals to distinguish the many rites, blessings, and gestures, etc., presenting an external resemblance from the sacraments, but fundamentally differing from them, since the former, the sacraments, are sensible signs instituted by Christ Himself, whereas sacramentals were of a later institution, either instituted by the apostles, by their successors, other saints, popes, but not by Christ Himself directly. A pious verse can help us understand the various forms that sacramentals can take. Orans tinctus, edens confessus, dans benedicens. And I will just quote the Catholic Encyclopedia here. Orans, praying, indicates public prayer, whether liturgical or private, one of the many forms of the sacramentals we have available. Tinctus, the use of holy water and the unction in use at various consecrations. Tinctus, touching. Edens, consuming, eating the blessed foods. Confessus, the general avowal of faults, which is made in the Confiteor, recited at Mass, at Communion, or in the Divine Office, like Compline. Duns, giving, alms. Benedictions, blessings, such as papal, episcopal blessings, blessings of candles, ashes, palms, etc. So once again, it is important to properly understand the efficacy of the sacramentals and their fundamental difference from the sacraments. By virtue of the rite or substance employed, the sacraments confer sanctifying grace, but not the sacramentals. Most theologians also agree that no other graces are given, no other graces are given through the simple action of the one who uses them. Otherwise, we run the risk of falling into some kind of superstition, where the simple fact of wearing sacramentals, using sacramentals, eating blessed food, all that would confer to my soul graces through the authority of the Church alone. Since, as we recall, sacramentals are instituted by the Church, not a divine institution like the sacraments are. So, why would I then have recourse to the sacraments if grace was already bestowed upon my soul simply through the repetition of all these rituals or wearing of all these sacramentals? Why would I need to have recourse to the sacraments if these sacramentals would already confer grace, sanctifying grace to my soul? You see, the line is very fine. We have to hold that line as Catholics in order to maintain the right balance in our use of sacramentals and sacraments. Not some kind of talisman or witchcraft or magic where men would give to an object or to a ritual a supernatural efficacy, since, as we know, sacramentals do not always infallibly produce their effect, which is not the case for sacraments. So what is then their efficacy as sacramentals? They receive their virtue from the Church, as we said, and not from God himself directly. And since the Church in itself cannot confer grace except through God himself, the sacramentals will not directly confer sanctifying grace. However, they predispose our souls in many ways for the better reception of grace, provoking in them deeper sentiments of contrition and sorrow, maybe in intensifying our desire for the practice of virtue in view of our sanctification. Aside from the merit we can truly acquire through our good actions, they also add to that merit the merits that Mother Church has available for us and for all the souls entrusted to her for their sanctification. So used in a mechanical way, sacramentals will have no efficacy or very little if we do not try to reflect on our daily actions and attitudes. Reflect on that desire for holiness and sanctification, and how will these many sacramentals help us develop these good actions, good habits, good attitudes. We see then that the purpose of the sacramentals is to prepare the soul to be in the best disposition possible for the reception of the sacraments. They accompany the sacraments and allow us to keep our interior house clean and neat for the reception of the treasures of Christ through the sacraments, sanctifying grace. Like good and virtuous deeds, sacramentals also allow the remission of our venial sins. Only our venial sins. Like when you do a good action, an act of charity, an act of humility, if you unite it to a spirit of reparation, they do remove from your soul venial sins. Reason why, for instance, we pray that second confiteor before receiving Holy Communion in order to remove any venial sins which might have been committed in the course of the Mass, so as to be in the best dispositions possible before receiving Holy Communion. Finally, these sacramentals may also be employed to obtain particular favors, temporal favors. Think of the blessing of fields, crops, for a good and abundant harvest. Think of the many novenas we offer, etc. This is why it is also important to attach to your private devotions, to all the sacramentals you wish to use, attach to them, like the recitation of the rosary, attach to them specific prayer intentions, not only to foster good sentiments of piety, but also to obtain favors from Almighty God for yourselves or souls of your choice. Let us then review the use of sacramentals we make and examine our conscience to see if their use has become maybe too mechanical, almost like magic, cold, like some kind of witchcraft, giving to these objects a supernatural power as equaling the power of the sacraments, expecting them to carry some efficacy despite no pious good dispositions on our end? Or, on the contrary, are they truly springboards for the soul in fostering good and holy dispositions for the reception of the sacraments? And a good summary of this theology is given us in the blessing for things in general in the Roman ritual, and this will be our conclusion. You will see that we do not use the word grace in the prayer, and then we use a few references to following the law and the will of God, these good dispositions, conforming our will to the will of God. God, whose word suffices to make all things holy, pour out your blessing on this object and grant that anyone who uses it with grateful heart and in keeping with your law and will may receive from you, its maker, health in body and protection of soul by calling on your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.